I would like to go on today to finish up, if we can, Simon Kufir Beis, Simon of Pasachum, just to go through the remaining Sifim. We're up to Sif Ches in the source sheets, which you have is number 44. So that's we're up to Sif Ches. So just again, we should go through this kind of very straightforward for today's Shir and then Bez Hashem tomorrow. We'll start in on Bishal Akum and do that in the 15th, and I'll set the course out for the Sukkahs of Bishal Akum. But still talking about Pas Akum. So, source number 44, the Ra'or writes in the Berek HaBayis, on the Torah HaBayis and by Gimel Shahar Zion, discusses the following case. What if you have no Pas Palter available at all? There's no Palter Yisrael, there's no Palter Akum either. There's no baker around, not even a non Jewish baker, there's nothing around. So that's what the Ra'or discusses in source 44. Again, the Berek HaBayis on the Torah HaBayis, by Gimel Shahar Zion. So he writes, the second line, again, it's based on the kulas we discussed last week, and the Sada and Son, but he writes, Hilchot, Kol Mokom, the second line of 44, Hilchot, Kol Mokom, Shein Motzu, but Palter Klal. If you're in a place where there's no baker around at all, there's not a non-Jewish baker, there's not a Jewish baker, there's no bakers at all. So then, Mutter, Rafilu, Pas Balabatim. Then, even if it's baked by a goy, then, again, bread, as we discussed already more than once, bread is a staple. And the bread is necessary. So then, in that situation, the assumption is that in that situation, the whole gzera of Pasakum, let's remember again, the whole gzera of Pasakum comes under Rabban. So they didn't make the gzera in that situation with absolutely no bread available whatsoever. And even people, no choice. Now he writes as well, even people who normally would only want to buy from a palter and rely on pas palter, but there's no palter around, not a Jewish baker, not a non-Jewish baker, then you can rely even on pas balabatim. And the Badrawa continues in the third line of 44, well, fin litom in a ear, pas balabatim mokom shiyesh palter yisrael, the lelech pasod ala ochlo sham mutter. Okay? Even if you're going to take, you're leaving some, you're leaving town, so you take bread from, from a balabas, not from a baker. And you go to a place where nobody there, then it's mutter. Ella shodavar mechur l'tamichachim. That's not right, because that's a little bit like gaming the system. Okay, you're right. I'll go to a place, and why are you eating bread from a non-Jew? Well, there's no bread around. Yeah, you brought it from the city. Because sometimes come up, a person's on vacation, whatever, you're going to a place. So the better thing, of course, would be to buy from the Jewish baker. Lamaisa, if that's all you have with you, and you're out in a place where there's no bakers available, neither Jewish nor non-Jewish, then you can eat this pas balabayas, but the Ra'or writes, shum dover mechur l'tam chacham. Now, Mina, we had that Gemara earlier. Remember, that was one of the shittas in the Gemara earlier with Ivo, okay, that Ivo, manches v'ochol be mitzori, pirish pas balabatim shol b'nei ir basados. And all the Rebbe Rabbanim, lo tishtu minei de Ivo, d'ochol namad aramoy. The Rabbanim were critical of Ivo, that he was not miser in pasakum, and therefore they didn't want to rely on him and so on. What it meant was, don't say over it, stick a Torah from him, because he's not miser properly in this din. Okay, but anyway, technically speaking, would be permissible if there's no other bread available. That's the Shulchan Aruch rules here in Sif Ches 45. Yesh Misha Omer, that's the Rod, the Makom She'ain Palter Motzer Klal. There are no bakers around, not non-Jewish bakers, not Jewish bakers, no bakers. Then Mutter Afilu Sobalabatim. Okay, and the Ramoy is Ve'ain Zorach Lahamtel Al Pas Kosher. You have to wait around and not eat bread and the hope or the anticipation that some regular bread will come. V'chein Ogim. So that's a Kulim. That is Sif Ches. Okay, moving along to Sif Tes. This goes back to the discussion we had that if a Jew participates in the process of the baking, and we'll see it again by Bishul Akum too, a Jew participates in the baking process, so then that's not going to be called Pas Akum, that'll be called Pas Yisrael. The Gemara again, we saw the Gemara in the previous shiur last week, it's Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Ches, Amud Beis, 46, Omar Amina, Hilchazo, Har Rifta, the Shagar Ovid Kochavim. Shogar Rashi means hisik betana. Rashi says in 47, Lech Lamed Ches Beis Avodah Zarah, the Shogar Berchavim, hisik betana. The goy lit up the fire, but Ra'afa Yisrael, but the actual baking was done by the Jew. Inami, the opposite case, Shogar Yisrael, the Jew lit up the fire, lit up the oven. Okay, he started the oven. Ra'afa Avikachavim, and the goy baked. Inami, the third case, Shogar Avikachavim, Ra'afa Avikachavim. The goy did everything. He lit up the fire, turned on the oven, and baked, but But also you saw the choto b'chituy shapedam. The Jew was mechate. Again, we have that from the Shabbos, right? Shem mechate. He stoked the coals. He did something to keep the fire going, to get the fire to get higher. So that's enough. That the Jews yad Yisrael be'emtza. The Jew had some role in this process, and therefore it's not going to be labeled as pasakum because the Jew was involved. There's a question. We'll see in a moment. The machlokes Yisrael would seem, and that is, well, how involved is involved? Okay, what do you mean involved? How involved do you have to be? So the Rambam, if you look at the Rambam, other Rashi in the second Rashi in 47, Chatias, again, Yichatas, Gachelas, Mechamemes, Umotzi, Ochom, Hagchon. You know, when you stir it around, you just cause sparks and so on, you cause more heat. Okay, so the Rambam writes, Hilchos, Macholos, Asuris, Perak, Yud, Zayin, Alok, Yud, Gimel, 48. Hidli Ka'akum, Esatanar, Va'afol, Yisrael. Again, passing like this, Gemara, Nabotas, Ardaf, Lam, Ches, Nabes. If the Jew, a non-Jew, a goy, Akum, lit up the fire, v'afal b'Yisrael. O sheilik Yisrael v'afal Akum. O the Jew lit the fire in the Akum bay. O sheilik Akum v'afal Akum. Uvoy Yisrael b'nir ha'esh me'at. That's the language of the Rambam. The Rambam is precise in his language. It's nir ha'esh me'at. The Jew, you know, kind of like caused a little bit of a flame. Me'at, you know, a little bit of mouth. O kav shel ha'esh. But somehow he condensed the fire somehow so it would burn better. Hol v'nishtata v'melachas hapas. Okay. Now, of course, actually, maybe he adjusted the bread. I'm not sure. But he wrote, Hol v'nishtata v'melachas hapas. Marezim uteris. He had some role, even the emphasis in the word ma'at. Some minimal role, that's good enough. And then he adds, takes it a step further. Afilo lo zorak el eitz l'toch hatanor. All he did was throw another piece of wood into the fire. The fire is burning. Okay, he throws another piece of wood in. Hiter kol ha-pas shebo. He now renders all this pas mutter, it's not pas akum. She'ein ha-dobar el-elios heker, she'apas shelahen asur. Because the Rambam says we don't have to be so machmir, the whole purpose of this gezerah is to remind us we shouldn't come too close in terms of social interaction with a non-Jew. And the fact that the Jew did something, even some minimal contribution to the process, reminds us that, you know, this is not pas akum. There's a situation where I'm involved and so on. So this is the idea that that the Rambam says that all the Rambam requires is some minimal contribution. In fact, it's interesting. They tell the story. That the Bishol Salanter, would, unfortunately, where he lived, a lot of Jews weren't necessarily so nizer in the din of pas akum. And maybe they were relying on Pas Palter and so on, but Zol Salanter wanted to mezakeh the tzibur. So whenever he would walk by the bakery, okay, for an oven, the ovens were usually outside, okay, they have an oven from a local baker, a non-Jewish baker, who would bake bread from whom the Jews would buy the bread. So he would throw a toothpick into the fire. And he always carried a toothpick with him, or some toothpicks with him, and he would toss a toothpick into the fire. Now, how much extra fire does a toothpick cause? How much does a toothpick really contribute to the process of the baking? Nonetheless, that's the that's the idea of adding something and contributing some small way, and that's the language of the Rambam. The Rambam says, "V'niyar eishma, even a little bit." Okay, all we got to do is a little bit. It's an interesting question whether this is a chatchila or only b'di'evet. You know, this is a chatchila. There's a sefer we refer to once in a while. We're learning Bas V'Chalav and Taruvus, the Badei HaShulchan. That's written by Rabbi Feibel Cohen of Brooklyn. His son, Rabbi Yoman Cohen, wrote in the same style as the father on other things that the father didn't write about. One of them is a volume on Macholei Akum and Bishul Akum and Pas Akum and so on. So he just has a discussion whether, the Jews throwing in a toothpick or throwing in even a big piece of wood. Is that L'chatchil? Is that B'di'evet? Anyway, that's... Now, bottom line is that Rishol Salanter never felt that he'd be matzel mezakeh the tzibur, that they can be eating pas Yisrael because he threw in a toothpick. Okay, So that's in fact, today with modern technology and so on, there's ways to adjust things and so on, even from a distance. And even though that may just adjust the flame a little bit, maybe that would be enough, like his toothpick, like Rishol Salanter's toothpick. Anyway, it's based on the Rambam who says near eish me'at. Full disclosure, however, I want to mention. Okay. The Rosh in Avodah Zarah, Natsuk in Avodah Zarah, Perek Beis Siman Lamed Gimel, is not convinced of this. The Rosh writes, he says, Pas Amar Bachai, quotes the Gemara and so on, and then he says in the second line of 30 or 49, L'chorav Muchach B'kulash Maitzin, the Be'inan Shei Yisrael Mekarev HaBishol. discussions in the Gemara seem to be that the Jew is something which doing something which hastens or improves the cooking process. Tossing in a toothpick or a stick or some minor adjustment doesn't really do too much, right? Which the Rambam says is okay, but the Rosh says that the simple reading of the Gemara is he saw Makar Habishal B'Tema. Therefore, Amashenogo in the Lahaka B'Shachas Kisein. He said, it's also a small piece of wood. He doesn't understand. The Rosh doesn't understand why people are so makel nowadays. So tossing a little piece of wood. Okay. And he refers to halacha shebein b'nei Yisrael l'b'nei Bavel. There is a list of, it's printed, it's from the Gaonim originally, a list of different minhagim b'nei Yisrael l'b'nei Bavel. It's printed, I think it's collected together in the Amshul Shalom at the end of Baba Kama. The Marshal, the Amshul Shlomo, the end of Baba Kama has a list. Again, but he didn't write it. It's an earlier work. It's referred to by the Rishonim, like the Rosh over here. Anyway, so it says, Halacha Sebein B'nei Eretz Yisrael, B'nei Bavel, Ksiv B'nei Mizrach, Mashlichim Kisim Latano, B'nei Marav, Omim Kisei Mamalam Amarid. Okay, it was different to the people in the East and the Bavel. Okay, they would suffice to throw some little toothpick or something into a small piece of wood into the fire. And the people of B'marav and Eretz Yisrael said, nothing doing. What do you mean? Well, that doesn't contribute. Okay, unless the person didn't have what to eat and so on. Anyway, that's what the Rosh says. Now the Rosh suggests the Efshon, the fourth line, Shenogu Arishon B'Tchila, says Seiko Shultan Shitein Bo Yisrael Ma'at Kecholim Mikisa Lahalo Shal Heves. Maybe the practice originated when they first started the fire. When you first light a fire, again, we're not turning on, they're not talking about turning on an electric oven or a gas oven or something. When you first start a fire, till the fire catches, so then tack it, even a small piece of wood, even a toothpick, everything gets the fire going. Okay, when you're first starting the fire, that's what the Rosh says. Maybe after an Okoshon, but Tchila says, Seiko Shultano, Shitim is on Mat Kechol and put in a coal or a little piece of wood and so on. Okay, then Hilcha, Chafa, Pish, Osi, Rukov, Beitz, and then the Goy put in all the rest of the wood and, and everything else. Okay, that's what caused the fire, the baking. Then it's still considered Nasus B'Yisrael, Nikwa Kala Hesek Al Shmo. The Jew started it. He started with a little, like a match. Okay, all he did was throw in a tiny little match. Okay, and someone else put in all the wood. Yeah, but the match at the beginning makes a big difference. And then Bachronim Ro, Bikilubo, Shogas Kismafu Bachron. And then from there, the practice kind of evolved that it was okay to toss in a little match, a little piece of wood, even later stages. But he's not convinced of it. The riff of Alpha's Gars, Vossi Zobahada, Drew Shapir, the Krishna Mahapah, Papas, the car of Bishulo. He says, the riff says you got to turn over the bread, put it on the bake the other side or whatever. You got to do something a little bit more substantial. On the other hand, he's aware of the Rambam, the Rosh quotes the Rambam. Okay. But he writes at the end regarding the Rambam, look at the last words of the Rosh. This is Perak Beth, what is Zoras, when I'm given the last word of 49. The Lishn the Gemara Lamash Malachi. That's not the simple shot in the Gemara. But okay, people do it. Only dealing with Rabbanan anyway. So, all right, what are you going to do? We have to leave it to let people do it. Some people rely on it, but he's not so convinced that it is correct. Rosh Bo, in the Torah, is being the Shar Zion. Okay, he also seems to have some of the objections that the Rosh raised, the quotes in the Rabban. So it's 50. The Lingan Pashri Sosha Nasa De Goy, he quotes the Gemara, and he quotes Rashi, and so on, right? So, if you looked at the five lines down in Source 50, 50. So we saw in the Rambam. And then the Rosh Rashbo quotes, Varamban Zal Tofasalov. Ramban jumped on him. Shain Khatiz Kakola Maxilish Messiah Harbe Bafias Hapas. Yes, stoking the coals, poking the coals around to get a fire, that's a significant contribution. That's helping very much to do the baking. Okay, and therefore that's something different. Okay, and he has other, it seems to be a riot for that, right? In other words, Shemesai Harpavis HaPashah Yodeh Chomot Shal Becholam Yotzei. Like then the coals come out, which is the simple reading of Rashi. That's pointing out, go back to the Rashi on 47. There in Amad Gemara Bodozor, Lama Chazbez, Rashi says, Chatoyas Kecheles Mechamemes Umotzia Chom HaGecholim. You're poking around, stoking the coals and so on, you're causing fire to come out. Okay, that's a real contribution. And Hilchok Mutter, that's Mutter. But continues the Rashbo according to Ramban, Avam Hafak Bo Ma'at, he just moved things around a little bit, below Hotzim Emor, Elohipuk Ba'amo, that's not going to work. Okay, and we kind of tell Lomish, Azorik Eitzot HaMelo, so the Klum, because the Habelo Eitzot, Nami Avi Boshel would work with the cooking, the Bishel would work without that toothpick that went in. Ain myself, she saw me car in the past cloud. There's nothing noticeable that the guard of the baking of this bread. So the Rabban disagrees. Okay, now, Mio Nirashim, Havi saw the Chosh, Likmanization Mutu, the Havi Shagir, Biad Yisrael, Kavich, Havi Ikar, Eish Uchon. Okay, you brought the coals and so on, that's something else. Elo Dibra Harab. That's the words of the Rabban. Then he writes, Vchain Kosov Gam Mori Harab Zal. I'm not sure the Rashbo is referring to here because usually Rashbo is the Talmud Rabban, quotes the Rebbe Rabban, but he just quoted Rabban, and now he says, Vchain Kosov Gam Mori Harab Zal. Okay, so somebody else. Okay, but anyway, he says, maybe, you know, the Medina de Gemara ain't lalahat about shachas kisei. Medina de Gemara, like the Rosh said, right, just throwing in a little piece of wood that doesn't really contribute too much to the process. So that doesn't help. That's not going to help. Okay. Ella came near in Hadwarim de Makomo, Shenogu, Lechel, Pas Nochem, and Apalter, Hoyo, Makilim, and Pasli, Soma, Shachas kisei, Makana. Suggest that since people are Makil with Pas Palter, so they're makel to consider even the Jew helping a little bit to be pas yisrael. So the kula is sort of a jump together, a joint together. The mukomos and nogu lechol pas nachem and apalter pas nachem and apalter v'yirai and pas palter. So then you can also rely on this. That's called pas yisrael. Okay, but mukomos shelo nogu lechol pitom. Then hitzriachas mishalos melachos. But if you're machmer, not to rely on pas palter, you want to have dafka pas yisrael. Then it has to really be pas yisrael. You follow, that's what that's what Rabban proposes here in the name of the Mori Harab. In other words, you since you rely on the kul of Pas Palter, all right, so you're not so machman is holding to begin with, so you can be Mekel, not only a Pas Palter, but Mekel, it'll be called Pas Yisrael if a Jew has some minimal contribution to the process. But if you're Nizer and you want to eat only Pas, so you won't even rely on Pas Palter, meaning Palter Akum, so then you should make it Mamish Pas Yisrael, not just some, you know, some throwing in the wood. Okay. On the other hand, he turns it around. At the very end, the Rashbam kind of backtracks it, but he says, "Mistabru she'ein lecha kol kisem v'kisem she'eino mosi v'chol matanu mekarav bishul." Okay. He says, at the end of the day, even a little piece of wood, even a toothpick, it does contribute something. Okay, scientifically, okay, it's going to burn. It's going to add something to the process. The Rashbam says, maybe it is okay. Okay, because of the kulus of Shabbos, this is all the kula of Pasachum. And he ends, unlike the Rosh, if you look back at 39, unlike the Rosh, who said, listen to the Gemara Lomash, at the end of the Rosh here in Perak Beis, and of the Zohar, Simlam Gimel. And we listen to the Gemara Lomash, and the Hanach, the Soshin Shogin, well, people are better to be Shogin, leave him alone. Rosh Boa, although fundamentally it seems for most of the piece here to agree, he says at the end, Min Hogan Shalisol Torah, he's a little more, you know, accepting of it. And he says that Lamaisa, even a very small amount, does contribute something. It does burn a little bit. So therefore, it mitigates all Torah. Okay, not like the Russian. All right, so how do we pass on? Let's look in Siftes 51 here in the Shulchan Aruch. It's in Kukir Beis, 51. Hidlik over Kachav Matanar v'afo bo Yisrael. Osha Hidlik Yisrael v'afo over Kachavim. Osha Hidlik over Kachav v'afo over Kachav bo Yisrael v'niyar esh me'at harezim mutus. The Mechaber quotes the Rambam, like the Rambam, even me'at. And he writes, "Afilu lo zorka le'etz echad l'tocha taner hitter kol ha'pasuk bo she'en adavar elios heker shapas shelahen asuz." So that's a direct quote from the Rambam that the Mechaber is passing like the Rambam, and like the Rosh book kind of concludes that you know that it's okay even if there's a minimal type of contribution. And then the parenthesis is v'nafach be'ish, you just blow on the fire, you increase the flame. Some of that's also habi kechitu, you just blew, you know, when you blow on the coals, so that causes the flame to kick up as well. So at the end of the day, the minhag seems to be makel on this, and that's how it's done in many stores and so on. You have the bakery, the non-Jewish bakers, but you know, the Jew you know, is involved in some you know, in some minimal process that would seem to be good enough. Okay, another thing which is interesting. We'll move on now to Siv Yud. Source 52, an interesting comment, and the Shulchan Aruch says from the Mordechai. Mordechai is there in Avodah Zarah, and it's tough Lamed, 52. Umay se bol yaday ala tanur she'afa bo Yisrael gimel pam b'yom. It was an oven that was used for baking bread three times that particular day. Mechshiru tanur ayday zvikas kisim. And in accordance with this leniency, every single time a Jew tossed a piece of wood or something into the fire, to help the fire go, and therefore it would be pas Yisrael. However, Every time after the oven was shut down and they would start the fire up again, and again the Jew would throw something in. Okay, but then there was another, they baked again later in the day, and this time the no Jew threw the fire. They baked bread later, the no Jew threw a piece of wood into the fire. Okay, that's the question. Several times this oven was used for baking, and each time a Jew participated. However, he participated, okay, we'll rely on the kulam. Like the Rambam, like the Shulchan, the Jew participated in some fashion or another. And the last time, if the Jew forgot to, this sometimes comes up. Sometimes it comes up with Bishalak and Pasak, you know, the ovens go out, the flame goes out. So it happens in these Chinese restaurants, these things are firing, the flops and boils and stuff, the fire goes, they got to turn it off. And I have to turn it on, but 1 second, the Jew had it supposed to turn it on. So let's say a Jew didn't turn it on, we're talking now about the oven. So horesi da filu hachi pas shenefa b'achor muteres. Mordechai Paskins, that even the bread that was baked at the end is mutter. Why? Okay, but what do you mean? I thought the last time that no Jew had a roll. Mutter means that's pas yisrael. It's not pasak. It's mutter. Why? The kevan shechshira also b'shara seifus. Gam b'afir chonam b'shar nishar k'tzahas b'en min ha'kholem ha'oros or ha'bo. Ha'oros min ha'sokos v'shonam. In other words, there's some remnant. The oven still has some heat. There's still some coals, some embers still there from the earlier cooking. So that contributed to this. Even though this time, says the Mordechai, even though this time no Jew actually directly participated, but the oven was used previously during the day. And, you know, there've got to be some coals, some embers, a piece of wood, whatever you want to call them. There's still ashes, whatever, still there. That is still contributing a little bit, even this last time when nobody actually put a piece of wood in. So the Mordechai is makel in that regard. And therefore, even though no Jew actually put a piece of wood in by the last time, because he said, let's remember, anyway, really deep down, we all know that throwing in one little toothpick, one little, does not really make a big difference anyway. So this is no worse. I feel we in the Bnei Bovel, you know, that's one of the things in Bnei Bovel we saw before, our Mekalam. So what they nami behind the came with the ikuk saska cholam in a shara sake, similar kula, just like a very small contribution suffices, not like the Rosh's objection, but like the Rambam, like the Rosh Paul concludes, the Migas El Torah, like the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, okay, that even a barely minimum contribution makes a difference. So in that case, these coal that were there for the first bakings, which a Jew did participate in. So those coals, those pieces of wood, those embers are good enough here as well. Okay, and therefore, I thought it should be mutter. All right. At the end, he says that I didn't want to publicize it. Okay, but that's the Mordechai. Now, the Issur v'Heter Aruch and Shar Mem Dalet 53 Os Yud has a little different case. Okay, what if you have the following case? Not that there were multiple bakings, and this each time a Jew participated, the last time he didn't. But rather the following case: I forgot. Okay, the Jew is supposed to light the fire, but oja pas betanu. Okay, but the bread is still baking. Okay, and now I'm going to come in. Oh boy, I forgot to throw in a piece of wood. I'll throw in a piece of wood now. The bread is already in the oven. I can throw in the thing now. Shekolz man shemashbiach betanu yochel lahachshir eish. Okay, he says, even in such a case, as long as there's still what to benefit, in other words, the bread's going to be baked better, even though it's cooked, it's baked already, it's in the oven already, but by adding something to the flame now, the bread's going to bake better, that's enough considered to be Yad Yisrael Bem, so the Jews participating. Even if I took the bread out of it, okay, the bread's done. You know, the bell goes off, the time's up. You take the bread out of the oven already, and suddenly we realize, oh no Jew participated over here. So, but if I can put it back in, it'll bake a little finer, bake a little better. Okay? And then he had a step further. And even if you totally forgot and the bread is out, there's nothing more to bake. If you put it in further, it's going to burn. Right? You don't want toast. You want fresh challah, right? So now you take it out. Nefa kol tzorko, it's already fully baked. Mikol mokol. And here's like the Mordechai. Im ba'os hayom. Ome esmo. Afilu ad arba chamish yomim. Afa kvar yisrael betanar v'hichshir eish. Ome os hayom lo omad sholem eis leis bilbichom. if yesterday or the day before, okay, this oven was used, it was used regularly, and it never went 24 hours without any heat in it. Even when God used it in the meantime, but this oven never cooled down 24 hours. That's not the Rimi Paris, it's the Chilmi Paris, but this is Yochanan Paris. Shapas Mutter, because the earlier, yesterday's, the Jew did put in stuff to the fire. So there's still, even if there are any embers, but the oven is not considered to have cooled off completely, there is still a remnant of that heat from earlier. Because it does contribute. Okay, it'll take less time for the bread to bake. Even our ovens today, I mean, if you put something into the oven and the oven's already hot from before, even though it's off. Oven's off. Earlier I cooked something, now the oven's off. I baked something, now the oven's off. Okay. And now I'm gonna cook something else. I bake something else and put it in the oven. And it says in the recipe, bake for 30 minutes. Yeah, but if the oven's already hot, usually they tell you to preheat the oven, right? They'll preheat it to 350, whatever. So this oven's already preheated, and the preheating process was done with the Jews' involvement yesterday, whatever. The oven's not cooled off completely. So that's considered does contribute to the baking of the bread, therefore it's mutter. So that's the same issue that I had to Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, here in Sif Yud, we're up to now, 54. Im afu b'tana ideh v'kachavim gimel pamim yom echad. V'chshira tana ideh kisem b'beis ha'pam. That's the case of the Mordechai, right? The first two times, well, the number doesn't matter, the first three times, whatever it is. The earlier times, a Jew participated in the process. V'pam ha'shlishis, but this time he didn't. V'chshira mutter. That's the Mordechai. Yeah, right, Mordechai, because there's still embers and so on that's left, still fire that's left. Before, it's good. And the Ramah adds, Yesh Omrim, and this is the head of the Aruch, we just saw, Yesh Omrim, Bim Hichshir Atanur Pam Echaz Velo, Omar Atanur Meis Leis Velo Hesek. If this oven was never went Meis Leis without any type of, fire in it, then I feel off of Kach Kamayom. I call Mutter Hacharishon. The Eishlus Mahaze. He's Mekel. Okay. And the Shach adds the Kotten Chav. The Chazar Sharduni, who Mesuper Kim Hirshi Swatan, are also Shari. I was taking the one of the Kula. And remember the whole din, not only din Rabbanim, and taking the one of the Kulas. I just want to point out on this basis that I actually heard from someone in the Kashrus world. Okay. The truth of the matter is, that's a question exactly, he says the Sfeika, the Shach writes the Sufik over here. Okay. If you have a factory, okay, that makes bread. So a lot of bread has the Hekshah, has the Oyu, has the Chafkei, has the Starkei, whatever, but it's not Pas Yisrael. They're just attesting to the fact they're only matcher based on the ingredients, but they're not telling you it's Pas Yisrael. Okay, it's not Pas Yisrael. The truth is, in many places, in many instances, it is Pas Yisrael. Okay, because again, a lot of times the bread is actually Pas Yisrael, especially again based on this Shach, speaking of the one of the Kula, really is Pas Yisrael in a way. Certainly, there's a strong possibility because if the Jewish Mashgiach comes in on Tuesday and turns to adjust the flame and so on. So again, that may be good for the next couple of days. So strictly speaking, some of this bread may actually be Pas Yisrael. As a matter of fact, today, I was heard from someone kashrus, that they have these ovens, type of technology we have. So ovens actually never go off. Okay, they don't want them to go off because they want them to be on very low. They're designed never to be extinguished. Okay, so therefore, it could come out that if a Jew participated in the original turning it on, and then it never really goes off. The ovens never actually go off. So based on this one, all the bread that's baked in it is going to be called Pas Yisrael, indefinitely. Because it was, again, a bread that, a bread baked there. The only thing is, so it's possible that even if the kosher supervising agency does not say that it's Pas Yisrael, it doesn't say Pas Yisrael on the label, but it could be it is Pas Yisrael. Okay, especially if there's a suffix, you have to look into the situation. Okay. All right. That's just You know, today also one could maybe design things that can be adjusted remotely. I mean, you know, you can ask the conscious agency, the OU, whatever, to set up. Probably there's ways to do it by your computer, by your phone. You can adjust the flame because the mashgiach doesn't have to go in every day and turn on a computer. There might be ways to do that. And based on this ruling here in the Shulchan Aruch, if it obeys, you know, it's going to be an ongoing, kind of an ongoing heter. Okay. Anyway, just wanted to bring that down to not your base, for Yud. Okay, it's an ongoing, ongoing heter. And at least a suffix, according to the Shah. Okay. Next, 56, the Mordechai in that same place in Abu Dazar, in Remez Tav Tav Lamed, has another case. We talked about this. Who owns the bread? Okay, this again, we discussed this earlier. Okay, if it's bread that's from the Goyan and you had no involvement, then it's Osir. Again, we spoke this out earlier. Okay, he may sell it to a Jew, and therefore he can't even sell it to a non-Jew. Avalitain lepol of mutter. Okay, but you can give it to your workers. Litain lepol of mutter. Why? Kigon lechateis halechem l'shnei chalokim. If you cut the bread up, okay, then it's not a problem because then we don't have to worry that they sell it to a Jew because people didn't buy bread that was cut up. Like you bought a whole loaf, like a whole challah. The binyan zeh lekalamecha tilma asal l'zodika hakeira tuba. Obviously, something happened here, so they're not going to buy it from a non-Jew. And that's how Shulchan Aruch rules here in Sifir Aleph. Again, we had discussed this point last week. Shulchan Aruch rules in Sifir Aleph. Pasal Yisrael. She'ofta over kochavim below chitid Yisrael below kisem asal. Okay? Okay, that's awesome. And but asal is willing to come. He can't sell it to a guy. Dilma asal is willing to Yisrael because he may in turn turn around and sell it to a Jew. In pieces, halachah mishnayim, you cut it in pieces. Mutal is tevunei lo v'tchav. Then you can because of the heter. But now there are more ads. Who are dealing with whole pasal kum shasr? The lachain nagu shalolik nos chatichos pasper over kum. Don't buy sliced bread. Again, our sliced bread is for the factory, it's a different story, but again, he said the Ramos said shouldn't buy sliced bread. The chashin and shemu pas isur mocho is welka. All right, so understood. Again, it doesn't really apply so much today, but you know, that's we're afraid that if it's sliced, then we're not afraid if it's sliced. To give it to the guy, and you know, resell it to a Jew. Okay, but, you know, because the Jew will know. That's what the Ramah says. Yeah, we'll know, so we better not buy sliced bread. Okay. Next, Sifter Beis, 58. Again, the building we spoke about before as well. So the Mordechai writes, and remember, Tav Tav Lamed Aleph now. Next Mordechai, 58. Haminik shenago olam lizvok kisei betanar pluk tohim b'nei bavel b'nei eretz Yisrael. We saw that that's a distinction between the b'nei bavel and b'nei. So again, it's listed in the Yom Shul Shom, the end of Baba Kama. The b'nei bavel mogul hatir pasach de kisei b'nei eretz Yisrael when kisei zeh enu avalei morid. Banan kamelon ki b'nei bavel. Mordechai says, yeah, we follow the b'nei kula of b'nei bavel. B'mnefa hapas betanar sholik oven. B'lo chitu, b'lo kisei. Afilu karmo pnei hapas betanor. Even it began karmo pnei hapas. The krima is like it begins to crust over. Crust. And the bread hardens on the outside. The krima is upon it. That's the crust hardening. Okay. So afilu karmo pnei hapas betanor moel chito Yisrael. Still, the Jews involved will help. Acharka calls man shapas zorg betanor mashbiach pafioso. As long as it's still benefiting the bread. Then I die in the Havu Gomer the Kozman Shapas of the Tanor Mashbiach, but he also died. The Havu Gomer, okay, beyond Yisrael, because the Jew had a role. So, and Rechain Tavshul, I'm all Aflach, which is Bashal Kamacha Ben Jusoy. Same thing, you know, from the Shabbos, right? Macha Ben Jusoy means it's one third cooked, all right, or one half cooked. Ben Jusoy, the most famous bandit ever, Jewish law anyway. Ben Drusoy was a guy who was always on the run, and we discussed it in Hilchos Mishum Abbas Ruchal. Anyway, so this Ben Drusoy, as you remember, was always on the run, and the sheriff was always a step behind him, so he didn't have too much time to get on the side of the road and eat, so he had to hurry his cooking. So he would eat food, it was a half raw, two-thirds raw, barely edible ayden chak. That's called Macha Ben Drusoy. So we know, what if you cook it after that point? It definitely tastes better. Okay, yeah, it's edible in this situation. Okay, it is edible, but it's not optimally edible So by Bishalakum as well, it reached the point of Macha ben Yisroel. It's already considered from one perspective to be called cooked, because it's Macha ben Yisroel. It is edible, like Deit Chak. But since additional cooking will be mashbiach, will be beneficial, so then he says, same thing by Bishal, Chayin Tavshel in fourth line of 58, Chayin Tavshel, Mo Af La'achash Nisbashel, Kamach Ben Yisroel, it's still mutter because it's contributing, the Jew is contributing to the overall taste and the betterment of the product. However, he quotes Ach Rabbeinu Yehuda Kosev L'Chsav Yorim L'Sef Shabbos, Kehecha Deminu Hosem Kol Shul Kamach Ben Yisroel, Ein Bo Mishul Mishul Evzer Kohavim. Okay, same thing in reverse, by the way. If a Jew cooked it, someone asked me this simple question, a non-Jewish helper. So we know the non-Jewish housekeeper. So we know that something which is already cooked, so then to further reheat it, that would not be considered bishalakum. Even the goy reheated, it's already cooked. So it's already machal ben yisroel, it's already edible. So now if the goy cooked it further, then it's going to be okay. But who are the lechumra? But that's going to be here in Bishalakum. It could be in our case, it could be Lechumra. But the Tekula, if the Jew already cooked it, Kamacha Ben Dusoy, and now the non-Jew just made it better. But okay, we say, no, once it's Kamacha Ben Dusoy, it's no longer Bishalakum. It's Bishal Yisrael, because the Jew cooked it to that point, even though it was not optimally edible, but it's edible at Chak. So the Goy now cooks it more. That won't be called Bishalakum. But the Morchak points out that's also true Lechumra. Okay? If the Goy cooked it, Kamacha Ben Dusoy, okay, that's the Mordechai's quote of Rabbi Yehuda. Not like he said. He said as long as he said even if the guy cooked again, go over again. The Mordechai said that even if the guy cooked the Kamacha ben Dusoy, the Jew now added to it, made it better. Then that's good. That takes it out of the category of the Pasakum. But he's pointing out that this Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says no. We have to follow the rules consistently. It's a kula and lechumra. It's a kula by Bishalakum. The things already cooked up to 1/3. By a Jew. And now a goy cooks it the rest of the way, makes it more tasty, but that's not Bishalakum anymore because it was already barely edible. Again, it was edible at Chak at the point of Machab and Yisroel, which the Jew did. However, there'll be a chumra over here. If the goy cooked it to Machab and Yisroel, the fact that the Jew cooked it further later is not going to help. Okay, that's Pito Yisroel, O Mahane Lachas, Shin is Bashal, Machab and Yisroel, Biara of Gom. And he writes, Chain Ling and Pas, his opinion against the Mordechai. Mordechai quotes him. But his opinion is, once it crosses over already, that's considered the bread. Okay. And he said, give it to the workers, the people in the house. You can't sell it because maybe he'll sell it to a non-Jew. The ogur writes in the Sefer Shari, during the ogur's and Hilton's Pishul, going to see an Elif, Shin, Beis, 59. Vashara, Madura. Okay, the Shari, Dura, Kosa, the Im. As long as the bread benefits from the fire, so do it now. Okay, put it back in. Even if you took it out, you put it back in as long as it gets better. So that's our Shulchan Aruch rules here in Sif Yud Beis. Rules Lakula against the Rabbeinu Yehuda. Sim Kupi Beis, Sif Yud Beis 60. Im Ofa Ove Kuchav Mapas below Chitiso, below Kisim. Afilu karmo play a pass, the tanner. Moil chitisol calls much a pass, so the tanner must be up of yesodine. Okay, as long as it's still benefiting, that's good enough. Behesh misha omer shall feel that was the Mordechai, not like a Ben Yehuda. And then behesh misha omer, that's the Shari Dura in the Ogre in 59. Behesh misha omer shall feel a hotzi a pass. Behesh chachanlach zero the tanner they saw in Mashbia. Good. Okay, that's Siv, good base. Okay, Sif Yud Gimel starts with a different and interesting question. Okay, what if two people are eating together? One of them is Nizer and Pas Yisrael, one is not Nizer and Pas Yisrael. So we'll see the following. Yushalmi in Brachos, Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, 61, says the following. Pas Nakia Tameya. You have Pas Nakia, that's a high quality bread, but it's Tamei. Right, the Pnei Moshe explains it in 62. This is Brachas, Ushami Brachas, Perek Bava Lavalin. Past Meir Shalom Nizol Asos Tara. It was, it's Chulin. It was not made Al Tara. It was Tommy. Okay, no, don't this is eat Tommy bread. Okay, some people are not but to eat only stuff which is Tara. But no Isser. So you have this bread, but it's Past Nakir. On the other hand, he also has Past Kibur. Past Kibur is an inferior quality bread that is Tara. So which should he eat? Really talking there about the Bracha. Okay, which one do I use for the bracha? That's him and I both. Which one do I make the bracha of Amotzi on? On one end, I have pasta ki, it's high quality bread, I like it better. On the other hand, that's tame. And I also have paskibar, which is an inferior quality bread, but it's tar. So what you do, so bar adu b'shem acha al ezem and shiitzibar. Up to you. Okay, up to you. As the Moshe explains, the whole about the horror paskibar, the tar bread is a cheaper, inferior quality. Then mevarach al tameim yotze nekiyah. If you want it, the other bread is better. You like that better. So you can make that bracha, even though it's tameim. So that's the Yerushalmi. So Tosis, obviously the Babylon in brachas, Tosis and brachas, the Talmid test the base, quotes this Yerushalmi. Okay, la halacha. Devar Masil, Avo Prusa, 63. Tosis and brachas, Talmid test the base. Devar Masil, Avo Prusa. Pas kosher, pas shal nochri. Okay, what if I have a Jew break bread and a goy's bread? So mevarach ala kosher. And he tells this Yerushalmi. All right, if you have Jewish baked bread and you have a paspalter from Monaco, make the bracha on the Jewish baked bread. B'cheinam Yerushalmi, quotes Yerushalmi. However, avolim pasal nachri chaviv v'naki, however it says Tosis, if the non-Jewish bread is, you know, tastier, you like it better, and it's cleaner and so on, upasasol eno chaviv, the Jewish bread is not as tasty, then mevarach leizah shiyotzeh, you make the bracha number one, piece of Yerushalmi and so on. The only thing is that Rav Shimshon, look at the end of Tosis there, the end of the part that I quoted, 63. Take it off the tables. You have no choice but to make amotzi on the pas of the Jew. That's the Tosis. In Brachas, I'm telling you, the Mordechai there in Brachas, not the Mordechai here, more in Avodah Zarah, but the Mordechai in Brachas, in six paragraphs, Kuf, Kaf, Tes, quotes his Yerushalmi as well. Again, Yerushalmi was only talking about pas Tmei and pas Torah. Okay, but Mordechai is Huadin, Pas Kosher, Pas Lachim. In Shavin, Yivarach Ala Kosher. It's all the same. And you don't really care one way or the other, they're all the same. Then Yivarach Ala Kosher, Mishal Nachim, but Im Shal Nachim, Nachim, Bechavish, Yisrael, Nachim, Bechavish. Then I use Shiyutzi Barach, Imenu Nizor, Pas Lachim. Aval Asar Mikutzi, that may be a bit of Shimshon. Okay, there were two, there's a bit of Shimshon of Kutzi and a bit of Moshe of Kutzi. I think Rabbi Moshe was known as a Tsar, he was a knight. Literally, he was knighted in the Tsar Mikutzi. But anyway, I'm not mistaken. But anyway, so Aval Tsar Mikutzi, Siva Lasala Kapas, Lovan Shalachim Al Shulchan Adlachar Birchas Amos. It's kind of like Tosis today. That's a Tosis quote. One of the points that Shulchan Sadeshin brings into this conversation, 65, Shalom. Bala Bayes She'eno Nizam Mipasal Nochem. Every guy who's not nizer in his dim, with all the coolers we had earlier, he's not nizer. And then they brought on the table. He had some, again, in our case, he had some pas, you know, from goy, which was beautiful and tasty and, you know, top quality. Pas kosher enekiyah. But ain't that olecho kolasuda rak pasal nochem. I'm only going to eat this top quality bread. I don't like the inferior quality bread. However, other people are not such mufunokim. Other people on the table, they'll eat the other stuff too. What should you do? And you have to be choshesh for the sar mikutzi. He's the one making a motzi. Okay, it's true the other people at the table will eat the other bread. Okay, but he's the one making a motzi, and that's what he prefers. And that's the bread he's going to eat, and not the other one. Okay, the hadar mina. Okay, they find it to somebody else. Okay, but at least we know. You know, we know, like, for the order of the brachas, right? So sometimes in brachas it matters what you prefer, what you like best. Okay, well, I have different types of foods. So which one do I make the bracha on? I'm going to eat a little bit of everything. So what do I make the bracha on first? So you have stuff from the Shivas Aminim. So whichever is early in the pasuk gets the bracha. It comes up on Rosh Hashanah night. Eat the different simonim, you know. So you have some people have dates, figs, pomegranates, those are all things that are in the psukim, in the pasuk, you know. So therefore you should make sure to eat the date first, because that's the first thing. You have to chit the sor again. We'll get from the third, but again, it says Eretz Yisrael Dvash. So Dvash, which is Dvash, and Dvash tomorrow. The second, and then the other word Eretz. So that goes first. There's an order, which order you should make the brachas in. But let's say now you're coming to other fruits and vegetables, they have a simonim, there's no, they're not mentioned in psukim, so then you go about your life. So that's what he points out. So it's a desh, it goes by what you know. So he said, "Would you like? Would you like?" And then he says, "He had the heathen nami the balabayas nizer pasul nochim enos zeh b'shul she'enu chavila el meniach b'shul prishus l'cha achet amotz b'shayilei she'ochem beheter b'tzachu prishus or hochas b'chavila mitzvah shorei l'arabon." All right, so you can see that it was a desh. So let's see now on that basis. So I'm more possible. We'll see the shulchan aruch in not by us, but in Hilchos Brachos or Chaim Sim Kuf Samach Ches Tivhei. Pass over called Nikia, pass keep it slow, ain't on Nizim, pass over Baruch is in Shiyitza. Okay. Bim who Nizim, pass over called now that's with the Desh. Who Nizim, pass over called Misalik, pass Nokish, or come now Shokan Arach and Bersamotzi. Bim Balabayas, ain't on Nizim, pass over called ain't I to Lechel call a Sudarak, pass over called Kin Nikia, of an Ebaiso, Ochl, pass in Nokish, or Israel. Stay Lechem, Rochon Shokan, Sorach, the Tzal, pass Nikia, Shokan, Pachamim, Ho, who about Sam. Goes by his das. The Balabayas Nizer, reverse case, the Shemuzadesh, the Balabayas is Nizer. Yisrael She'enon Nizer, Meso, Imol Shulchan, Kevin the Mitzvah tells the Balabayas, he's some of the Yofim. So we call Chavim. Kevin Shehuto, it's all a Huto, the Chola Sudan. Look at that. Okay. He says the, seems to say, in terms of the Brocha, in that case, you should make the Brocha on the, it's his, he's making the Brocha. Yiftum in Ayofa, Shlomi Kochavim. Okay. Should still make the bracha on the better quality, even though that's what he's going to eat. Came and shoot to the Tohut or Kalhosudim. Yeah, but that's only if he likes it. So let's bring now back to our discussion. That's the discussion of brachas. So the Mordechai by us, and Abu Zara, that same Rabbi's top stuff, Lavid, quotes Rabbeinu, Rabbi Yol, Ha'ezri, that's Rabbi Yol. Even in your own house, in hasted of a shulchan, you swirl ochal so pass over kavim, pass nikiya biyado, ba'abayis nizor pass over kavim. Kevin shemitzu tells a love with tzor, yiv tzor yofen. You should make a bracha on the better thing, the book that you shall me. So shulchan aruch paskin here in Sifri Gimel 68, mi she eino nizor mi pass over kavim, she hatesev etzol ba'abayis and nizor mi pass over kavim, al a shulchan pass. Yisrael upas over kavim, ayofe mishal yisrael yivtzav balabayis and ayofe umutav b'chol osu sura upas over kavim. So you should always make the bracha on the better quality bread. Now the Taz is not so convinced of this. The Taz is caught in Ches, disagrees, or at least proposes that one can disagree. He quotes the Rishon that we mentioned. He says they learn that from Yishalmi the Meir Af Benizer. But the Kol Malkum Yesh Kushya Al Shulchan, he raised the question, okay, because he's saying over here when we don't follow the Tzar Mikutzi, but Hilchos Brochas seems to say that we do. All right, ladies, the steer in the Taz at the end disagrees, and Taz is the long Taz only print to the end of it, but the Taz disagrees and says that no. But he disagrees with not what you do first, but with the conclusion. The conclusion is Mutar B'chol Osa Suda. And that seems to be even for the person who's not Nizer. In other words, look at the language of Shulchan Aruch again. Misha ain't on Nizer Apostle Kochavim. Shehesev etzel Balabayas and Nizer Apostle Kochavim. So the Balabayas should, and that's better quality, should make the brach on that. And even the Balabayas can eat that whole meal, Apostle Kochavim, even though he's usually Nizer. And the Taz doesn't think it goes that far. Okay? The Taz doesn't think it goes that far. All right, the Shach and Ibn Khafalab discusses part of the concern is being polite to someone else. Ava may not be concerned with only one person there. Maybe there's a group of people, it'll be different. All right, it yourself. Okay, Sif Yadal. Definitely want to finish up this is 7 day. Sif Yadal. All right, 71. Rajboa, the bias of Kozar and Kanalza, Kutach. Okay, we've had Kutach many times in Hilchus Bosvachalam, the Bosaruvas. Right, the Kutach is a milky dish, some sort of yogurt or sour milk mixed with breadcrumbs of sorts. So now, what's the story with the Kutach? Okay, we know that it's milky, that's for sure. That's considered to be the easy kasha, right? Everyone knows Kutach is milky, right? It's as simple as Beatabakukha. Whatever they want to say, I have a simple shayla, Can you eat eggs with a kutach? Of course, you know, it's mutter. All right, but anyway, but the kutach, which the Rabbi sometimes called, so kutach, shalavik chavim, mutter. Okay, a kutach prepared by a non-Jew that has breadcrumbs or bread pieces mixed into this milky yogurty dish. Ain choshen lapas and chavim shabo. We're not worried about it. All right? So this is not considered to be bread for this purpose. Amo eds, ago, v'chein kol mokom. Any place where non-Jewish pieces of bread are mixed in b'shar Michael, botel berov, bein belach, bein b'yovesh, but not only on purpose, but also la'arev k'dei la'achol. And this is again, you know, you have, what if you have stuff that's mixed in, stuff that's, stuff from a goy that's would be pasak, which is normally it's mixed in with other stuff. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch rules mutar, and the Rambam says it's butter roll. All right, and we'll get to the Taz in a moment. The Taz and the Kuzak Kesef, but this comes up with like things like breadcrumbs, croutons, and other things like that. Okay, that are mixed into a salad, or you get a piece of fried fish, or fried chicken, or whatever. There are crumbs, or cutlets that are made with breadcrumbs and so on. Okay, sometimes you can find ice cream cookies and cream ice cream. They have little bits of Oreo cookies, whatever inside. So that is that going to be a Pasako issue? Okay, so that's an interesting question. Again, some of the Rishonim seem to say that it goes by the Iker, right? It goes by the main thing. The only thing is Ramor says it's bottle barov, but that's maybe if they're noticeable, it wouldn't be. Okay, that's what the Taz's time is. Okay, how can you say it's bottle barov? You can notice it. So, same thing, breadcrumbs on fish or chicken cutlets and so on and so forth, may be an issue. Okay. All right. Yeah. So that's what's happening here. The Taz raised a different question. Okay. The Taz. That's another reason if you have a prepared chicken cutlets or fried fish or whatever that already was prepared. Now you put it back in the ovens. That goes back to the discussion previously because you're contributing to the process. Okay. It's not completely edible right now, even though it's cooked and frozen. Again, you buy a piece of frozen cutlets or frozen fish that's made by a goy, that's now you're reheating it, so that could be a cooler. Could be a tzad lahotel. All right, the Taz in the Kotlin Taz 73 says, 1 second. So this kutach is mutar because the bread is kind of blended in, right? The bread is blended in, it's not called pasak, but this shouldn't be a problem with cholavak. Right? Maybe the problem of cholavakum. So he says, no, there's no problem of cholavakum because cholav from a non-kosher animal doesn't coagulate properly. We discussed that back then also. And then he mentions, he's machmer at the end, that the Taz was mentioned before. He says, Nirol has died the bad that kuk that shlo kham osir. El the kan mayr shen nasa behech shi shen shro roeo. Avo shro ve kham nosin sham pas shlo. Dein bezem shu misu pas shlo kham kain nirol. That's the Taz that disagrees. And then the Kuzak Kesef, the Shah, and then this is Fidalad. So it's Gimel. Okay, he says, I don't think it's a problem. Kutach, yeah, it's kind of maybe two different types of kutachs. And also, what type of milk is it? Is it thicker? Is it nisyu with the chalva? Read through the Shach. The other thing that the Shach brings up, that's in the Kuzak. The Shach brings up in Chav Dalet, another question, in Chav Dalet, what about the plate? What if if you have a plate that was used for a piece of bread that was Pasakum or another Pasakum problem? Now can I use that plate? Or is that of a din of the tam? And so on, that's a question. Is there a tam issue? So that I shouldn't use the same plate. So here, the Shach writes, nearly the Mekom Mokom Yochalil Shemutter. Mutter lechol bakara achas can have the same, you can have, you use the same plate that somebody else used for Pasachim, even if you're not Nizrin. You are Nizrin. He's not. It's okay. Lech Kalamesh Meshuma Tam Shin Zaren. Lo Osul Arab Chathila Lechol Pas Atzmo. Okay, that we saw before. We look back in the Ramah. Ramah said, you're not allowed to go ahead and mix stuff in on purpose. Okay, but that's only to eat the bread itself, because if Tam Lech Kalamesh, quote some of the Sukhbibi, has not worry about the Nizrin's Tam. Okay. That is Sif Yudal. Sif Tesvov is a continuation of this. Especially this topic we mentioned before, if you have two different people. So the Tosis, and the Bodhazar Lam and Hamid Beis. Okay, Mikdir Masa Michal, 76. Tosis says, Mishin Nizim Pashman Kovim, Muto Lechon Mishin Enon is a Bekarachas. We just said, he's on the same plate, not an Ashusha. Tom, Pashman Kovim is Arab, Pashman Kovim, and Lachmer, Leslie de Torobas. Okay, and he says, why? The Logozo Torobas Demai. Same thing by Demai, so we're making about it. The Mordechai also writes, Kher and Kulim, Lolam, Lolam, Torobas Demai, Demai, Torobas Demai, Ikan, Mabin Ride, and his Horam, Pashman Kovim, Muto Betorobas. Okay, Kigom. In Nostal Bimarak, we pass Solovic Kachavim. Ocean is Arab and Tapshu. I mix it in with this, consider what we saw. So, Pasharakum, there's room to be, room to make a lot. Yeah, we don't extend the Tarobas 1 second. Yeah, so let's see what the Shomarov says. Okay, well, before I get to that, 1 point from the Maharil. And Mario brings up the Ava issue, but let's go right to the Shulmar. Okay. Sif Tesvav. Misha Nizar mi Pasa Bekovim. 79. Muto Lecho Bekare Misha Enizimen. Afo Pisha Tam Pasa Mitzar Pasa Yisrael. Eno Choshish. There are more ads based on the Mahariel in this Tshuva that we did above in 78. Simon Lamed Hay. He writes, Yesh Omen, the Misha Nizar mi Pasa Bekovim. That's a question so for the Shach. Is it one of the person, what Ava, why is his he better than me? But if everyone else is doing, then we'll make him in that regard. Yeah. Shach, it's a question. Ain't Lumon Rikan Lashari, so I'm fine. Just by Pasa's Ava, because Pasa would have been a big concern of Ava, person won't eat that it's a staple of life, fine. Okay, all right, let's come now to the last Sif, Sif Tazayim. Yaguda says the following, what if I am Machmir, how far out of my way do I have to go? So, the quotes of Mar Chulin, which we had once, were Dalad Mil in the Gavli, you have to be able for this type of dough, we have to be willing to walk 4 million. Vehu adin, he says, not explicitly the Gemara, but Pasakum, but he says, Vehu aguda writes, and Chulim Perek Tes, and Davkov Chav Bezim Bezim Chulim. Vehu adin odom hanizor mi paskusim vubaderech, in yesh pas as well, adalad milin yamtin. Wait till he gets there. In yesh asor adalad yamtin, that's what we wait for a minion. Kosakain shol yashkin lelech. And so on. Same thing by davening. And same thing by Netil Sadaim. Always the shir is Dalad Minim. Okay? However, Hani Mili, very important thing that Aguda says the end, but Hani Mili Lefano, Avalacha Mil Eno Closer, Pothos Mil Closer. Okay? If it's in the direction where you're going, so a mil is a distance. A mil is a distance that one walks in about 18 minutes. Okay? So 4 mil is one walks 72 minutes. All right, so if you know that ahead of you there is a place you're going to be able to get Pas Yisrael, and you're normally Nizer, the only Pas Yisrael, then you have to wait. But if there's nothing ahead, you realize behind you, go back. You know, you don't have to go back 4 mil, it's a long distance. You have to walk back 1 mil. All right, so that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. It's Zion 82. Yesh mishom shan Nizer mi Pas Yisrael mi Baderech. Okay, and finally, Sporeleil, the Noi Lahakil. Okay, we saw it before, back in the beginning of the Siman. Mishchet Tshuva writes the Kotnavav, Dal Milin Yamtim, the Sefer Chochmos Adam, Klal Samachay, Kos Dal Koponim, the day is Ushir Mil Tzorach Leilech, Afilo Eino Holokushma. Okay, but go out of your way a meal, that you have to do, even if that's not the direction you're heading. Okay? And last hour on this, the Taz writes in what Yud is, what about yeast from Rabbi Kochavim? Yeast is sore. What if somebody's always careful about adding pasakum, but he just wants the yeast for the fermenting process? So he says that's mutter kilo grozo kama pasal kama tam kiker. Okay, then we're not worried about that. That the grill will be made for pasakum. Okay, last thing, because we'll finish. It's really a bishalakum issue. Okay, this is really a bishalakum issue. But give me 1 second. So Moshe Feinstein, the Tzuva, Chelik Aradei, Chelik Dalad, Simon Memches, Oshei, 85, Bidvar potato chips. Okay, what's the brach on potato chips, first of all? So he says, Tzorach Levar Parpah, Adam HaShe'eshol Din Nikar HaPri, because it looks like potatoes. It looks like sliced potatoes. Even though it's a little change, even though the oil and the frying change, it doesn't look exactly like potatoes. But Tzorach Levar Parpah, Adam HaShe'eshol, you do have to know that it was fried in oil. You have to know potato chips need hechsher, because you have to know what type of oil was fried in. Okay. Now, Vim Yeshbo Isu Bishul Akum. Let's say I know that it came from kosher oil. But is there a problem with bishlakum? So he writes, "Ima yediyahu al yedei hashgachas adam reishimaim yeshlis moshe gamazem mashkiach l'sakin shleisam di bishlakum." But when emes shelo yeshkiachazem yispasha de akum ain b'zeh heter bar. It's not so pushy. But then he writes, and this is what's relevant to us. We'll talk more about bishlakum. Who kamo kol davar hanasim b'botei charoshes. Okay, in the factories, things which are mass produced in the factory. Things that are they're made for commercial, you know, large factories and so on. They're made for commercial distribution. Okay, factory, and it's going to apply to regular bread or bread also, factory baked bread. Okay, first of all, these things are generally produced entirely by machinery, okay? The guy who worked there very actually, the actual involvement. The guy who the worker's there, but the actual baking and cooking is done by machines, okay? This may be very similar to the question of machine-baked matzahs, right? I mean, it's baked by machine. So the truth of the matter is you could argue that the first run, the first breads, maybe pasakum. But the rest is because, you know, the Jew put it in and so on. The rest is done by an industrial machine, okay? And it's very remote from the actual baker, okay? So, by the way, the Rav said the same thing about Chalav Yisrael. It's removed, okay? So, yeah, that's... So Rosh's counter potatoes are both Rosh and the saints made by machinery. Okay. And there's no contact between the actual baker and the recipient. And people accept the machine matzah because they know that, you know, it's true for the Shema purposes, you know, that's a question. But that's all question with the Koach Adam, Koach Sheni. Is that the issue by us as well? But it's certainly possible that bread baked in factories using industrial equipment may not be pasakum altogether, even though it's all goyim, because the fundamental is done by the machine. That's an interesting point. Follow that or misery, but it's also an interesting point to throw into the mix that the factory produce may be different because of the way it's done, and what it's done for, and not going to extend the issue any further. Okay. All right, okay, we'll stop over here. Abayez Hashem, I will send you the Makaris for the Bishlak, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good day.